see what we can vet here, Jennifer. General Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Monday morning, 15th of July, Doug Steffen Good Day program. I think I'm going to apply for a job at KTVU in San Francisco.
Hey, I heard they had breaking news on some of the pilots from Asiana over the weekend.
Yes, breaking news. We can report with authority that something wrong and we too low.
Oh, boy.
Of the plane.
When she got to the, or, you know, like when they announced the one with the F word in it, you don't think that it registered by that point that maybe this wasn't right.
That's one of the things that were pointed out in an earlier conversation about this, suggested that there are a lot of different things that a lot of process, when you, it's not like in this circumstance where we have two or three filters before it gets on the air, and maybe none other than me.
But these people have five, at least.
Right. You know,
they have the news writers, they have the editors, they have the people that actually entered into the teleprompter. I mean, they've got a lot of people that look at the news.
Yeah, right. So, to look at SUMTINGWONG.
In fact, this thing went around the internet, this little, you know, and I actually sent it to you guys.
Right.
You saw it. I sent it to you guys earlier in the day going, ah, ha, ha, funny that these names of the pilots are, you know.
Yeah, and it was a joke, and then I saw this. I was actually flabbergasted to see the television station actually picked up on these names. We Too Low, W-I-T-U-L-O.
Yeah, Bing, Bang, Boom, or whatever the last one was. Like, can you not figure out this is a joke?
Oh, my God. This is, well, it does
And
point
then we
out,
blame the anchor, but really, I mean, the anchor's job is to just read off of that teleprompter, right?
Right, he probably didn't see it until it was too late, and so the people who put it on there, again, that's the sort of thing we're talking about, the filters as they apply to this and how foolish these people seem. It just, the television, let's see here, they went on the air after the first newscast and said, quote, earlier we gave some names of pilots involved in the Asiana Airlines crash. These names were not accurate, despite an NTSB official of Washington confirming them.
Wasn't and the official? NTSB it confirmed
intern.
It.
Well, but it was an intern.
It was, well, give me a break.
Yeah. Obviously, there. But nobody has any common sense. The president of KTVU said, we sincerely regret the error and took immediate action to apologize, both in the newscast where the mistake occurred, as well as on our website and social media sites. Nothing is more important to us than having the highest level of accuracy and integrity. What a crock of baloney.
Now, I have a theory here.
Oh, my God. These guys, they're self-serving BS.
Do you want to know what my theory is?
Yeah, what's your theory?
I think they did this for publicity.
Maybe.
I don't think of seven people in a news organization could be that dumb.
Yeah.
They just couldn't be that dumb.
Yeah. That's an interesting way of assessing it, and you may be right about that. At any rate, it certainly is worth a chuckle one way or another, and the fact that Asiana is going to sue the television station. Like, what difference does that make? Why are they suing anybody? They should be running for cover. It was
this
their pilots.
This is actually the best press they've had in a
week.
Yeah,
I mean, it's their fault the plane crashed. The pilots' fault. No matter what their names, they were at fault. 10 past the hour. Doug and Jennifer and Kenny. The aftermath of the Zimmerman case.
Like Kenny said, did I call it or what?
What, Zimmerman?
I know. I was pretty confident that he was going to get not guilty verdict.
Yeah, that's right. I remember you saying that.
I have a different take on this because over the weekend, I admitted to you, I became a Zimmerman trial junkie last week.
Right.
Not that I wanted to. I tried to stay away, but I couldn't. And the prosecution just had a weak case. I mean, the thing is, it's sad. There's a kid that's dead. But when you look at the law and you look at what the prosecution presented, they didn't give you enough evidence to say beyond a reasonable doubt that this guy did what he did with racial motivation or whatever, and that it wasn't self-defense. And so if I put myself in the position of the jury, I would have to do a not guilty vote. I would have, because there's no way that you can say 99% for sure what the prosecution wanted you to do. So over the weekend, after the verdict came out, I was like, what made us even know about this trial? This is something that you should have only heard about if you were in Florida. And then it kind of, you think back, and you realize the reason we know about this is because President Obama came out and spoke out about how this could have been his son. And so all of a sudden, then it became a racial case, and it became sensationalized by the media. And I think the state of Florida wasted a lot of taxpayer money even prosecuting this guy. I think if we didn't know about this, if it hadn't gotten national attention, they would have never even brought it to trial because there was not enough evidence to even bring the guy into the courtroom. And so this is another example of waste of taxpayer dollars. It should have never even gone to trial.
Waste, fraud, corruption, and
abuse. Absolutely.
There you go. 888-302-3684. Email to Jennifer at DougStephan.com or to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com. What's the follow-up in terms of social media on this, Kenny, regarding
that
Zimmerman? that stuff hasn't been as bad as it was. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, what do you think about the verdict in the Zimmerman trial? A, it was the right verdict. B, it was the wrong verdict. C, I don't care. I'm glad it's over. All right, so either of those are two or three, maybe what you're thinking. So where are we with the people and comments, Kenny?
Marietta says, if that was my son, I would not rest until I blow that blank, blank, blank in his head. I would not care about death. You kill my son, you will pay the price.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, Mark says, there was not enough evidence, therefore he was not proven guilty beyond reasonable doubt. Get over it.
They are. And one wonders, again, as I think about it as a radio guy listening to this. As a matter of fact, I want to get to John Harper, who runs our affiliate, WMEL, in Melbourne. They had gavel-to-gavel coverage of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to... John,
and they should, because that was a local story. Do
yeah.
you know, when I talk about how it went so national, I mean, there are kids dying every weekend in Chicago. Or, mm-hmm. you know, for instance, there
dozens
was...
A, of them.
There was an autistic child killed by his brother in Southern California. Did the president comment on that one?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys hear about it in Massachusetts?
No.
No.
Well, as far as the president commenting on this, he did, because he kept getting asked about it, and every time he spoke on anything spring.
It's a local state trial. I don't know.
It is, but what do you do when you're constantly asked about this volatile kind of a case?
We leave it up to our justice system that I trust in and stand for and represent. End of story.
Wow, that was tough. Good for you, Jennifer.
It's true. You don't just say that looks like a kid. It could be my child. Give me a break. Ugh. Okay. Back to you in the studio.
That has to do with politics. Your attitude toward Obama and this, it has to do with politics.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It all becomes political. But, you know, the thing is that what I guess I'm getting at, Ken, is that what his comment did was make it a racial thing. And I don't know that it was a racial thing. I don't know that it should have been it should have been positioned that way. This was a story about something that was either self-defense or it wasn't. And instead it became something so racially motivated that, you know, to be honest, Doug, on Twitter, everything did blow up and people were talking about death threats and whiteys, and it's like, you know,
it hasn't done anything to
that just
adds
fuel to the fire.
The racial divide is still very prominent.
It is.
In our country.
But it's a question that shouldn't, for something like that, should not come up at a presidential
press conference. I agree with you. They probably shouldn't have even asked him. And in fact, if you watched after the trial was over, Mark O'Mara went out, who's the defense attorney for George Zimmerman, and said, it's you guys that caused all of this scuttlebutt about race. It's you guys in the media. And that's exactly true.
Why I,
I
want to
absolutely.
Put John Harper on. Evan, see if you can find John. And John, if you're listening, give us a buzz, will you? 888-302-3684. John runs WMEL in Melbourne. And I kind of want to get to the essence of what we were just talking about, whether the news media, as usual, especially the television news media, really tried to make this something that it was not,
mm-hmm.
for their benefit, not for the benefit of those who are watching or reading about it. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, the story of power swabs, brighter, whiter smiles, guaranteed in 5 minutes. You need to try power swabs. It's that simple. It removes years of stains, your teeth, get that beautiful white smile that you've always wanted. All you have to do is call 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Try power swabs risk-free. It's made from a coconut detergent, all natural, no bleaches, nothing that has sand in it. Imagine toothpaste with sand in it. People use that stuff. This is all natural, and man, does it work. I use it. You can call right now and get free shipping 800-865-7602. And in addition to the power swab kits, there are other things available that will help you. Ask about ultra white swabs, stain out quick stick, tooth gloss shine, and also the gum rejuvenator. I especially, and I've been talking about the power quick stick, power swabs quick stick, which is something you take with you when you're on the run. But all these other products are aimed at doing the same thing, giving you white teeth and a better smile. 800-865-7602. Mention Doug Steffen, and you'll get something like free shipping. Okay? Power swabs. Get the stains off your teeth. 800-865-7602.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua love big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua love pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14-20.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say yes. Your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This portion of the program brought to you in part by the folks at Grainger, with over a million products. If they don't have it, probably doesn't exist. Call Grainger, click on Grainger.com, or stop by one of their branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Get it? Got it? Good. Good for you. Good. Good, 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 good. 23-year-old Australian woman who was gored by a bull at the annual Running of the Bulls Festival yesterday, and she was killed. That's so damn dangerous. And I couldn't imagine those of us who are farmers that have bulls around. You got to stay away from them. 21 after the hour.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com. big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Normally on the program here, we focus on the late night programs. In this case, it would be the day before, but since there aren't any on Sunday night, then we go back to last Friday night. And then after we listen to Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon joke, I want to pay tribute to one of the best known and most loved comedians in our country is having his birthday. But before that, we get to Leno and Fallon.
Well, there's a big legal decision today, folks. A federal judge has ordered the government to stop genital searches of Guantanamo Bay detainees. They're stopping the genital searches. The judge said the law is clear. The only people who can legally have their genitals searched are American citizens getting on airplanes. Okay, those are the only ones. Everybody else, I'm sorry.
And then my man, Elliot Spitzer, is back in the news, too. He's got the 4,000 signatures that he needs to qualify for the city comptroller race by hiring people on Craigslist to help him. It was a big challenge, but you know, if there's one thing Spitzer knows how to do, it's hire people on Craigslist. The guy knows how to do it.
All right. So the origins of the late night shows started actually back with the Jack Parr era, Steve Allen, some of the really funny people that were around as television began. It was a natural to put somebody like Steve Allen on late at night, and then Jack Parr. They had what it took in that circumstance for that hour and that sort of a routine. Bill Cosby probably wouldn't have done a good job for a number of reasons at doing that kind of a show. But that doesn't take away from him and his ability to just be, well, he was good in, as a regular actor, excuse me, in I Spy. Had so many other things going for him. William Henry Cosby, born in 1937 in Philadelphia, was in the U.S. Navy for 4 years, went to Temple University. He was a football and track star. He had the gift of gab, if you will, made a name for himself, not only in I Spy, but some of the other dramatic things. And then the Bill Cosby Show started, and people got the gist of what he was all about. I drove by his house yesterday. I was in Western Massachusetts, and he has a home up off of Route 2 on the top of a hill, and basically lives, people don't bother him, he doesn't bother anybody, he's just known as Bill around the neighborhood. I went to the University of Massachusetts and loved that part of the state. That's why he bought his farm. He's got a couple hundred acres there.
Did I tell you he laid in my lap once?
No.
Yes. Uh-huh. My dad actually opened a show for him. He did comedy in Orange County, actually.
Yeah.
And he had gotten to know my dad through a couple of interviews my dad had done with him and asked him to introduce him at this big show. So afterwards, backstage, we get to meet him, and I was so nervous. And he was sitting all by himself in the room, you know, because this is like my child, you know, you loved him as a kid, right?
Yeah.
So I go in there, and he wants me to sit right next to him on the couch, and he starts holding my hand. And then the next thing I know, he lays his head in my lap.
All right.
My dad was like, oh, Bill Cosby took a liking to you.
Yeah,
really nice guy, though.
So here's an example of Bill Cosby's wit and humor.
Mm-hmm.
the water bottle, which is a great memory. The water, we kept a water bottle in our refrigerator to drink from, you know, drink ice water. And there's a funny thing about it. As long as somebody's in the house, you always go to the refrigerator, you pull out the water bottle, and you get a glass. And you drink out of the glass, see. But when nobody's home, you never do that. Go right to the refrigerator, pull it out, drink right out of the bottle, you know. And my mother used to get so upset, man, whenever she'd catch me drinking, "You drink out of the bottle." "No, I didn't drink out of the bottle. I'm gonna have breadcrumbs in this water here floating around." You know, that kind of thing. So really great. And you never drink all of the water because you got to fill the bottle up. You leave about a quarter of an inch in there. Nobody touches it. Everybody dies of thirst, you know, after that, man.
Very funny guy. Laughter and applause. He's worth about $400 million. Pretty good investor. With all the successes, he deserves every bit of it. 28 after the hour, the quick tribute to Bill Cosby. This is Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ariana Huffington and Mary Madeline. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Huffington and Madeline. If Google and Amazon and my bank gather so much intelligence already on me, what's wrong with the NSA just keeping record of phone calls in and out in order to stop the next 9/11 or subway attack?
There's a constant debate among the tech community and companies like Google and Facebook about how far do you encroach on privacy. There's a huge difference between Google and Facebook tracking your entries in order to sell ads against them and the government doing so. I mean, the government can actually prosecute you and put you in jail.
The law does state that you have to have probable cause. Right. You have to go before a FISA court. But is there any penalty for, without probable cause, reading someone's email? No, apparently not, because there's been too many instances of this kind of intrusion.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ariana Huffington and Mary Madeline.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookbook. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
I'm always glad to see you. When it comes to being here on the farm, I'm happy to see you, and you know who you are, and you know what I'm talking about. It's 33 after the hour. Is a disc jockey.
Did you do a shout out?
I did, in fact. I was thinking about as I talked to her about there's a disc jockey in Boston who signs off every night when he leaves to go home, and he's always telling his wife he's going to bring her home a pizza. I don't know what, there's got to be some, there's an inside to that.
What do you think that means, sir?
I suppose now that you see, I'm so naive about that stuff. What do you think it means? What is he telling his wife when he says, I'm coming home? And
he's bringing his love muffin home.
Really?
Yes.
Although, depending how old he is, he may just be bringing home a pizza.
I'm going to guess this guy is probably late 40s.
I didn't say the vegetables
40s,
were fresh.
Early.
On the pizza. Okay. A little wilted.
All right. John Harper.
I apologize, John.
All right, feel it. That was sort of a natural, normal thing. At any rate, 888-302-3684. John Harper from WMEL is going to talk with us about the George Zimmerman trial in a matter of moments. In the meanwhile, there was another circumstance in Florida over the weekend, which I think is worthy of some news time or information time. This is the story of a Florida couple who declined to answer the door just before midnight on Saturday when a nearly naked woman knocked on the door and screamed that she had just been raped. The homeowners called 911 rather than let her in.
I would probably do the same thing, too.
I wondered about that. Let's think about it for a second. 888-302-3684. The couple inside the home refused to let the woman in because they said they were afraid to open their door.
Mm-hmm.
This goes back to the Zimmerman thing. Everybody's afraid in their neighborhoods. So in the call to authorities, the woman could be heard pleading in the background. The couple begged police to hurry up. Their home is in an isolated area, and the couple feared for their safety. It took about 11 minutes for the police to arrive.
Not bad.
Investigation led to the arrest of a suspect and prompted the spokesperson of the police department to remark, quote, unfortunately, fear dictates the response anymore, not knowing if you're being set up for some other kind of criminal activity.
You know what I would say? Because I would want to be nice and keep the person safe. So I would say, why don't you go sit on my back porch? I'll keep an eye on you, but I've called the police. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, and if someone comes out with a, you know, trying to hurt her, then you go out and make that decision at that point. But I don't know. I wouldn't let somebody into my house.
Fear.
Would you?
He's the hunter. Would I? I let all kinds of strange people into my house.
Well, that's a good point. Ken, would you?
I don't know. As a single guy, I may have been more likely to have taken that sort of chance. But, you know, with the odd hours that I keep and my wife and kids are sleeping, I don't know that I would let a stranger in.
Fear. The police spokesperson said that if citizens are uncomfortable opening their door, then the person needs to calm down. This circumstance, this guy did the right thing. Call 911. If there are two of you, one continues to talk to the victim, reassuring him or her that help is on the way, while the other person stays on the line with the authorities. You control how you respond. One of the things, it seems to me, in a circumstance like this that's so hard to predicate is being fast on your feet, is being quick enough to think these things through. And again, back to the fear part of this, fear-based decisions are always wrong. If you, discussions that are born of fear, things that come as a result of your being afraid, and it's a normal human condition, we all go there, we all do that. I had a conversation last night with Meredith about that, the whole business about fear and fear-based thinking and how you react or relate to it. And so in this circumstance, whether it's a situation like this or whether you're, I mean, give yourself any kind of circumstance, fear is a hunter, and we are all easily victimized by fear. And the best example of it, and I'm going to talk to John about this in a few minutes, is the way the trial was handled by the news, the electronic news media, the television news media, and to a certain extent the press, the print media, not radio, however. And so this is an incident, I'm guessing John probably reported on this on his radio station as well. So we'll get to John Harper from WMEL about the Zimmerman case just a moment here. It's 19 before the hour on Good Day.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts. Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother vs. Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
This support is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. While vacations are an opportunity for family time, traveling with small children can be stressful. Thinking ahead will help parents alleviate family travel headaches. According to a recent Bank of America study, 68% of families surveyed will travel by car this summer, and 30% by air. Whether hitting the road or flying the skies, anticipating travel issues in advance will help ensure a stress-free family vacation. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
When planning your summer vacation, don't overlook the hidden stresses of traveling with children. At the airport, consider checking your bags, which will leave your hands free to help children navigate the security lines. To offset baggage costs, use travel rewards programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card that make redeeming your earn points simple. Just pay for your travel expenses with your card and use your points toward a statement credit later on.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. John Harper is the general manager of our affiliate WMEL in Melbourne, Florida, Cocoa Beach, Central Florida, and as such takes his responsibility. He's a local owner, operator. He is one of the great, in my estimation, of all the hundreds of stations that carry this program, he does one of the best jobs keeping in touch with his constituents, i.e. his listeners, through regular blogging, emailing. He's the essence of a local owner who understands how to do good radio. And as silly as it sounds sometimes, and as self-serving, John, as it sounds, the reason that this program works there is because it gives your listeners a full service opening to the day. They get an idea of what's going on in the news, what people's opinions are. They have some fun listening to us as well. And then you have your own local news and information and your shows that you have there focused on the local community. So you do a great job. And I'm hoping that the roof is fixed, by the way.
It is, as a matter of fact.
Is the roof fixed? Okay. All right. Yes. We all wonder about that. Meredith and I had a great time there in April when I was driving her back from Florida. Spent the day there. We weren't expecting to, but courtesy of a flat tire and some other fiascos between you and Jim Davis at WTTB, we actually had an extra day to spend time with my friends and Meredith's new friends. So, meanwhile, the Zimmerman case and what it's all about, I use the essence a lot because I think that in terms of our being able to really get to the bottom line here, you really get it. And I listened to a little of what you were doing, and then I watched what some of these television stations, the scary theme music, the weird camera angles, manufactured emotions, distorting what's happening. You were there with the facts. And the best, I think you described it as gabble-to-gabble coverage. I saw some of the stuff from CNN's program, the scowls on the faces of people and the video of major cities all over the country where protesters were marching. On MSNBC, the anchor suggested that all over America, black parents were hugging their children tighter, implying that they're trembling in their homes as a result of the jury in Sanford. Broadcast journalism basically sucks. And not to put two, I mean, Edward R. Murrow rolls over about 15 times. Between the coverage of this kind of a trial and the television station in San Francisco using the the names of these so-called pilots, I mean, that's laughable. But it does basically give you an idea of how green most of the people are. And then people have to understand, even though some of the surveys show that most folks get their news from television, they aren't getting news from television. They're getting perverted crap. And so I wanted to have you talk about what you did, the coverage, and I'm also curious as to what you thought of the outcome.
Well, first of all, Doug, thanks for the kind words. I appreciate it, and we really try hard to make WMEL Talk Radio an integral part of the community, and we try to reflect the pulse of the community as well. As far as the coverage of the trial, it would have been a lot easier for me to do what so many stations these days do, and that's simply simulcast coverage from a TV station. It seems like everybody down here in radio, whenever a hurricane strikes or approaches or a tropical storm, they simply do a simulcast of a TV station, and I won't do that because that takes away the local element into the community. So what we did was we assembled what I called our team coverage of the trial. I had a defense attorney with me, Ernie Chang, who had been with me also during the Casey Anthony trial. We had another attorney, Mark Cook from Merritt Island, Jim Voltro, who was in our media center, who covered the trial from day one of jury selection, Alan and Lisa Caveras. We had a number of people with a number of different strengths in which they contributed each day to the broadcast. And it was amazing, Doug, as I would hear reports coming from the TV stations after watching this thing myself, because I would anchor it from gavel to gavel with the other people then contributing. I was amazed at what were they watching. Because
garbage.
Yeah.
The same thing over and over and over and over again.
Right, their interpretation of what was going on and what we were reporting were two different animals. I mean,
it had its own theme song, John. I mean, they made this into a TV event. I mean, everything has to be so big and bright and sensationalized on TV, where it sounds like what you did was like legitimate, nice journalistic coverage because you had experts there talking about it, and it doesn't seem like you sensationalized it.
Absolutely, not in the least. We simply reported what was happening and the way in which, Doug, you mentioned Edward R. Murrow before. And in my mind, I always think Walter Cronkite, what would he do? How would he handle it? Some of the other really good anchors from days gone by in which they reported just the facts and what was going on. And that's exactly what we did. And apparently the effect of what we did, though, was very positive because the type of feedback I received was simply off the chain from our listeners and new listeners as well, who said they were enjoying our coverage versus the TV coverage because we were simply reporting what was being seen there in the courtroom instead of throwing in our own interpretation of, well, he looked with a cross eye toward George Zimmerman. What does that mean? Or they never looked at George Zimmerman until the verdict was announced. What did that mean? And all these strange things. And I kept thinking, first of all, who cares?
Yeah.
Because those aren't the facts. And secondly, making something out of nothing that wasn't there. It definitely was a huge event. Here in Central Florida, at least, if not throughout the country.
Why do you think that? But why was that, John? Why?
Well, I think it had all the elements going for it, just like the Casey Anthony trial had everything going for it that touches a human response. The only thing this thing didn't have going for it was the element of sex. Just like you mentioned the O.J. Simpson trial to some people, and O.J. had all the elements that pushes the buttons, the emotions of people. Casey Anthony had all the buttons, and this one did too, and you throw in this one, race relations. If this had been a black-on-black crime or a white-on-white crime, you would have never heard a thing. The whole thing blew up on a slow news day, or we wouldn't be talking about it right now, because you look at Chicago, and what goes on in Chicago on a daily basis. Nobody hears a thing about that.
Hi, John. Good to have that input and insight. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being one of my valued friends and affiliates. John Harper, who runs WMEL in Melbourne.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At turntohelpnow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to turntohelpnow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit turntohelpnow.com today.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team Jordan!
Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother vs. Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV. We'll be right back.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
After the hour, Doug's Good Day program. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, and I here with Limitless Talk. We could go on forever. This could be all Doug all the time. Where are we able to? Jennifer has to, though, make a buck or two, and so does Kenny, and so do I. So we put our radio hats and badges aside and go off to do the real thing. At any rate, there are a lot of things going on in technology, and so I got a couple of things from Shelley Palmer in a minute. First, though, I want to get to some other action. The Trans-Pacific Partnership trade talks, ongoing now for 3 years, who would have thunk it, with the 18th round of negotiations kicking off this month in Malaysia. Brian Osich is reporting on why intellectual property provisions are critical for innovative medicine and for our economy.
Newsbreak. The future of treatments for diseases like Alzheimer's and heart disease may be at risk. According to the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation's Dr. Robert Atkinson, the U.S. must push for strong IP provisions, such as biological data protection rules reflecting U.S. law, at the upcoming Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations.
U.S. law now offers innovators 12 years of data protection, recognizing just how long and how expensive it is to develop new drugs. Ensuring that the TPP maintains these protections will give innovators the incentive to continue to make risky investments. With IP industries accounting for over 30% of all U.S. jobs, it's critical that trade agreements have these robust IP protections.
The upcoming TPP talks mark the first time that major trade negotiations will take place under new U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman.
Ambassador Froman has a real opportunity to break down foreign trade barriers, including weak intellectual property protection. Otherwise, we risk jeopardizing American innovation and American jobs.
For more, log on to ITIF.org. That's news break from the ITIF.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer, the Amazing 7 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 7 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 7 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 7 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 7 Mortgage lets you take advantage advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 7 years. That's seven entire years till the year 2020. Today's super low initial rate on our amazing seven mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.08%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The amazing seven mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, so here's something else. This may seem like simple technology, Jennifer. Single load liquid laundry packets.
Oh, I like those. Have you used them before?
Yeah, actually, I've started.
So easy.
I've used them more in the dishwasher than I have in the other. I don't really get much involved in the laundry.
When you like camp or something, or you go to a hotel, they're so easy to take.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, they've become very popular over the past couple of years. The American Cleaning Institute wants to spread the word that safety needs to be a top priority in every laundry routine. Let's listen in.
Single-load liquid laundry packets are a convenient way to do your laundry. However, child safety expert Kimberly Mitchell says it's important to remember these packets contain highly concentrated detergent and require the same discipline when it comes to safe usage, storing, and handling as common household cleaning products.
The American Association of Poison Control Centers found there were more than 6,000 unintended exposures to highly concentrated detergent packets by children 5 and younger in 2012. It's vital parents keep these laundry packets away from kids to help prevent the risk of serious injury from ingestion or exposure to eyes.
Mitchell says education and awareness can help prevent these types of injuries.
We're asking people to take the key pledge to a safe laundry room and routine. It's a laundry safety campaign reminding us that we all play a key role in single-load liquid laundry packet safety. It's important for everyone to follow the proper usage instructions and store the product safely out of reach of children.
For more, go to keypledge.com. That's Newsbreak from the American Cleaning Institute.
All right. So here's a bit on Shelley Palmer's blog today. Is a story about Sprint offering a new plan, an unlimited, they call it the My Way plan, that offers talk and texting and data for life that's unlimited. It seems like an idea. You suppose everybody else will have to compete. $109 a month.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, when you compare it, doesn't have a television. It doesn't look like it has a television component to it. I wanted to spend a moment on Amar Bose, who worked and lived in Framingham. He created the Bose Corporation, whose headquarters are here in my hometown. He died over the weekend. I don't think anybody other than Paul Harvey did such a way to create an image, a household name, if you will, in those Harvey commercials for the Bose Wave Radio. So I acknowledge him and what he contributed to technology with his passing this weekend, Mr. Bose.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.